Hi, this is Tyler, and this is Come Follow Me Meditations on the Old Testament. Noah. What do I do about Noah? Okay, so I was talking about Noah before, and I was looking at, you know, how do we find ways of being grateful in the good times so that we can avoid some of the negative thoughts that might come. I don't know if I'm fully engaged so much or truly understand how to do this yet. I'm still going to work on my commitment. But I have a few more insights and some things that have come up that I wanted to touch on before the week was out, because I still don't feel like I've really tapped into Noah's story and how this applies to emotional self-reliance. Except that, okay, a couple things happened. So first of all, I follow Hank Smith on Instagram. My kids love him as a speaker. I happen to know his sister at least a little bit, and my sister-in-law absolutely loves her. She's like a surrogate mother to her, and so we just happen to really love the Smiths, and I enjoy Hank's his personal insights and the things that he puts on Instagram. I find them to be really uplifting and great. So if you don't follow him, go follow him. One thing that he made mention was that Noah's story might teach us more about how to follow God when it's not popular. And I really enjoyed that. And I still don't know if I really understand how that can relate to emotional self-reliance, except for that you see that grit that Noah seems to have. He just keeps persisting. I liken it to Nephi, you know, just this persistence in getting whatever done in the face of opposition. Now, I don't think we really learn about how they developed grit. So I don't know if I can talk about grit yet. I don't know if I can talk about, I just don't have that yet. So that's not something I can look at yet. Okay, well, I'm going to file it away. You know, let's see what we can get to. But there is a couple of things that maybe we can touch on. So I'm thinking, so the Old Testament is going to have this repeating pattern, right? This is already, we're starting to see this, that there's this pattern of struggle and then relief. Noah's story is supposed to be about, you know, this period of time where God's about to cleanse the earth and saving Noah and his family in the midst of this. So I keep seeing myself in the story and feeling traumatized. Like, this had to be difficult for Noah and his family. This is extremely traumatic. Not just we're going to live on a boat on the water for days on end with all these animals, but let's just talk about the fact that the earth was one way and then life gets wiped out and they live that. And that's extremely traumatizing. Now, I don't want to go really deep into that. And I certainly don't want to trigger anybody, but the idea is the things that they have to endure had to be really, really traumatic. So then I take a look at what did God put in their place to get them through that trauma? Well, Noah has this exceptional relationship with God, trusts in the things that he's been given. He's told to build a ship, and so he's like, okay, I'll do it. And he's told that, you know, they're going to be saved, and so he just believes it. And things do work out, and I think that faith that he has helps him to get through. So faith might be a part of grit there, so maybe we can file that down in a way for later. But his relationship definitely is one of the contributing factors that gets him through the trauma. So are there any more? Are there any more things that God puts into place to help them get through? Well, yeah. God doesn't just say, hey, Noah, grab your wife and get on this boat. He says, grab you, your wife, and your kids, get on this boat. So we see this circle of support. Noah and the people that he loves are all going to be on this boat together. So there's a connection with family and his son's wives, and so now we have this circle of support that's there and exists. So we've got spirituality, we have connection to family, and so I'm thinking, okay, are these protective? So I'm not an expert in trauma in any way. I don't do trauma, but I know a little bit, and I know enough to know how to research. So I'm looking up on websites on things that help people get through trauma, and here's what I find. So I just learned, I wrote this down, connecting with friends and family, finding meaning in trauma, helping others, and spirituality are all linked to getting through trauma without having a trauma response. Isn't that interesting? There were more, but these are the same things that I just saw with Noah. So these are the things that God put in Noah's life that now science says these are contributing factors to getting through trauma. Okay, so here we go. If you want to get through a trauma event, this is what God did for Noah, was he connected him with family, first of all, helped him find meaning in the trauma. Was there meaning in the traumatic event for Noah? Well, absolutely. I mean, he knew what it was beforehand. God told him exactly what it was going to be, but that meaning, meaning making apparently helps us. So finding meaning in a traumatic event will help us to get through it. Connecting with family will help us to get through it. Helping others. Did Noah help others? Absolutely. He was helping by building this boat, right? He provided for his family through this traumatic event. And spirituality. Obviously, we see the theme of spirituality throughout. So here we go. I mean, I think it took a little extrapolating, and I did have to look at current science to see, like, okay, what is it that I'm not seeing? What am I not seeing in the scriptures that is actually teaching me how to be emotionally self-reliant? And there it is. God set it in place for Noah to get through this. Not just physically, here's the boat and it'll carry on the water, but he set him up emotionally. He picked Noah, first of all. Here's Noah, who is a prophet and is able to actually have this communication with God. So spirituality, we've already stacked things in our favor. But if we liken that to ourselves, the events that in our lives, I have to know, I mean, as a person of faith, I personally believe that an all-knowing God knows the events that are going to happen in my life before they happen to me. So I truly believe that God has put into place the things that we need if we can find them. So we have to be knowledgeable of what's around us, first of all. So if I do have a traumatic event, and I know I've had them before, but if I can look at this and say, okay, in the face of trauma, am I going to connect spiritually? Well, I am a person of faith, so I probably will. What are the things that I'm missing out? Well, I need to make sure that I'm connecting to my family, to my friends. I need to make sure that I've got them around me. I need to be able to help others. Here's where I think we often fail. I think we believe it's so important to buoy someone up when they've been traumatized. We need to just nurture the heck out of them and make sure that they're okay and bandage the wounds and treat them with kid gloves. And really, they need the opportunity to help others too in order to be able to heal. And so finding ways for a person who's experienced trauma to be able to help others is going to contribute to their progress and help them get through it. So I know in my community, in my church, we often will gather around a person that has experienced a traumatic event and not let them do anything if we can. When really the opposite's true. They should be allowed to do something for others. They need to be allowed to help and contribute to the welfare of other people in order to be able to get out of their own brains, out of their own life for a second, so that they can be able to enjoy the feeling of serving someone else. Which will contribute to them feeling better. And then meaning making. And I think that one's the tough one. God hands this one to Noah. So is there meaning in trauma for us? And how do we make meaning? I think that's a bigger discussion. However, if you are a spiritual person and you have a connection with God, the universe, what have you, then I do believe you're already one step ahead of the game. If you feel like there's an all-knowing, all-powerful something in your life, then you can say this event had some sort of meaning in my life. And maybe I don't know what that is right now, but it's there. And boom, that gives you at least a step to say, I don't know what the meaning is, but someone else does. And I think that I think that gives you a little bit of a, it gives you a head start. And maybe I honestly don't know about trauma. This is not my specialty, but I feel like that has to give us at least a leg up. So for those of us who do have some spiritual background, we have that. And if you don't, bringing meaning into the trauma is quite potentially something that's very protective. And so learning how to do that maybe with therapy or with a counselor or something would be really important, right? I just have to imagine. And of course, you know, that's where my brain goes because it's my profession. But, you know, for me, everything's a nail because I'm a hammer, right? but here we go. So if this story is giving us anything about emotional self-reliance, I believe it quite possibly be teaching us how God prepped Noah to be able to, and his family, to be able to overcome any trauma that this experience might have on their lives by protecting them right up front. He gave them the meaning. He connected them together. He allowed them to help one another. He put them in a position where they had to be reliant on him and be spiritually connected. You know, he already set this in motion, and yeah, it took a little extrapolating to kind of see where the science meets the scriptures, but I think we nailed it. God gave us a pattern here for how he protected Noah. So I'm learning more and more that maybe there's lessons that I'm just not cued into yet. But I'll keep looking. And if I'm way off, let me know. But this one feels right. So if you like this, if that makes sense to you, you know, maybe look at it and see, you know, how are you doing with connecting with family? Are you bringing people into your lives? Are you connected spiritually so that you can withstand the storms and weather, you know, that just naturally happens in our lives? I think that's part of emotional self-reliance. And again, we see connecting to family, connecting to friends, being emotionally connected to someone is the first thing that seems to keep happening here. So connect with somebody, get emotionally connected. That's going to help us be more emotionally self-reliant, right? All right, we'll keep digging.